The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
There was a time when sound systems were evil. They were from the devil. Now, seriously. Preachers actually preached against sound systems in church, microphones and speakers. Those are from the devil. Well, that was ludicrous and ridiculous. There was a time when you could have a pump organ, but if you had an electronic organ, that was from the devil also. Yeah, that was ludicrous and ridiculous. I'm all for advancements in technology and using them, but there is a limit. No, there is. And this company has crossed it, in my humble opinion. And my message to them is stop it and no. What am I talking about? Christian entertainment and media company called Marquis Boone Enterprises. Marquis Boone Enterprises. I believe they are based in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, they are a Christian entertainment and media company. Well, they have gotten themselves involved in AI. What is AI? Artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence. Well, they have developed a singer. Well, they're not called singers anymore. They're artists. Yeah, you can't say, you're not a gospel singer, you're an artist. Yeah. And I'm not making fun of that either, but that's just the truth. You don't talk about singers and musicians or they're artistes. Anyway, they have created a virtual Christian artist named JC. Okay, right there, that troubles me because obviously you know what the initials JC are supposed to represent. But anyway. They have created a virtual artist named JC who sings. And they have produced an entire album of this virtual artist. And you say, well, Bob, what's wrong with that? Well, let me go a little further. Last month, MBE, that's this Marquis Boone Enterprises, MBE, last month MBE dropped its first single, Biblical Love, which is entirely performed by JC. According to a press release, JC was created to be a forefront runner in the metaverse on Meta. A Christian magazine. Hang with me. A Christian magazine reports that the gospel song was, are you listening? Written, recorded, and performed by a computer algorithm. The whole thing is computer generated. The voice, the personality, the song written, recorded, and performed by obviously a very complex computer algorithm. Moreover, a press release about the song states that it is, quote, about unquantifiable love beyond description or measure. A love of biblical proportions that transcends to everyone and everything. All right. You say, Bob, why are you so upset about this? I think this is wrong. I think it's bad. I think it needs to stop. No, 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 no. Why? Because the spirit of the human being needs to be involved in worship. You can't program a computer to worship God. And if you did, what value is it? If the human heart, the human spirit, the human mind is not involved in any way, shape, or form, it is totally, completely a computer algorithm. How do you call that worship? It may be music. It may be technologically very impressive. But how in the world do you consider this to be worship? And folks, listen. So much that passes for worship today is nothing but entertainment anyway. You and I know that. Much. I'm not even saying most, but I'm saying much of what is being passed off as worship today is nothing more than entertainers entertaining. They got the moves. They got the motions. They know what they're supposed to do. They know how they're supposed to look. They know when they're supposed to raise their hands and when they're not supposed to raise their hands because they've watched this group and that group. And it's like a bunch of robots on the stage performing and entertaining. And there's no spirit. Worship must come from the heart. Bob, are you opposed to praise bands? Nope, 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 nope. Didn't say that. Didn't imply it. Uh-uh, nope. Do you oppose all contemporary music? Oh, no, no. I love a lot of the contemporary music. I mean, a lot of it. It's great. But let's not fool ourselves. Much of what is passed off as worship is nothing but a performance. And when it is computer-generated from beginning to end, well, humans created the algorithm, they programmed the computer. Don't be ridiculous. Don't be nonsensical. We have a computer-generated person, a computer-generated artist, a computer-generated voice, computer-generated lyrics, computer-generated tune, computer-generated harmony, computer-generated rhythm. There is nothing of the human heart here. Nothing. And yet a whole lot of Christians are going to go, oh, this is so cool. Wow. Ooh, an AI vocalist singing Christian songs. I'm not going to be one of them. Now, seriously, this is taking us in a bad, bad, bad direction. Bob, are you really that upset about this? Yeah, I really am. Because it, again, there is no worship unless it comes from the human heart. Check what Scripture says about the heart. God desires the praises of his people, not the machines and the computers that people create. We see this in every area of life. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should. I hope and pray this is a phenomenal flop. I hope it dies the death it deserves.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.